we've been asked to pray for the family of Boyd Whipke, who passed away yesterday, the family of Kelly Binion, who passed away yesterday, and the family of Donnie Chapel, who passed to his home on high yesterday. And then my family, the family of Eugene Stamper, my father-in-law, his wife, and the rest of the family. He's on hospice, and he's on palliative care now. So, and then my friend Nikki Gerhold, she twisted her knee.
Okay. We'll lift these up in prayer, knowing that God is aware of each one of these already, but he urges us to come and to bring them, these requests to him, because he loves to hear the prayers of his people. And so, Father, I just want to say thank you for the fact that there's nothing too big or too little that we cannot bring to you. And, Lord, sometimes we bring before you the big things in prayer, but we forget that you take care of the little things as well. So, Father, even before I lift these up, I pray that you will be with those people who are listening today, and perhaps they don't have some big thing going on in their life, but there's just some little thing that going on that's causing an irritation or causing a trouble for them. And so, Father, I just pray for those things right now and ask that you would bring resolve and resolution to whatever those are. We know there are a lot of other things that are going on that are bigger that we want to bring before you as well. And we pray for these that have lost loved ones today, for the family of Boyd Whipke, and we ask that you would just be with them. And we pray that as they are beginning to process this and as they are making plans to celebrate his life, that you will walk alongside of them and you'll bring those individuals to them that knew Boyd and know them, and that they will literally and figuratively put their arms around them, and Lord, that they will show your love to them. And we lift this family up before you in prayer, and for the family of Kelly Binion, and Lord, I don't know any of these individuals, but you are keenly aware of each one of them. And so with Kelly's family, I pray that the same thing that we've been praying for Boyd, I pray that they will be able to look back and to understand the influence that has taken place. Lord, they'll be able to tell the stories that will lift them up and encourage them, and be able to share of faith, Father, of how you have walked with them and are being with them. And for Donnie Chapel, we pray that you will be with that family as well. Lord, again, surround the family with love and care. May your Holy Spirit bring comfort and encouragement. For those who have known him, they also surround the family. You use many people to bring help and comfort and encouragement. And I pray as they plan the services for all three of these, Lord, that they might be able to plan a service that would have meaning, a service that would bring you the praise and the glory, and Lord, that people will just understand the importance of knowing you as Lord and Savior. Father, we also want to lift up these other requests before you, and we ask for Eugene Stamper, who has been placed on hospice. Lord, sometimes it's even more difficult during the dying process than it is after a person has passed away for the family. And so I pray that as he is there on hospice, that you would ease the pain. He would pass easily without pain. I pray that you'll be with the family as they are there and as they are walking alongside of him, whether it be for a few days or for months. Pray that you'll strengthen them and encourage them. And Lord, that this might be a time, even though it's a time of sorrow, but it also might be a time in which the family can grow closer to one another through this. And Lord, we just ask that you would do what only you can through these next days or months or whatever time there is remaining. We also pray for Nikki, who has twisted her knee, and ask that you would, first of all, ease the pain, but second of all, that you would bring healing, because we know that when healing happens, the pain goes away. So, Father, we're asking for your complete healing touch upon her, and we leave her into your care and keeping. And again, Father, many other needs I know that are out there. Hear and answer each one of those who have needs today that are listening or will listen. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. My mom posted for a prayer request for my sister Renee and her husband Robert, who are traveling to Dallas today for a funeral for my sister's friend Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Her mom passed away, so my sister and her husband traveled to Dallas for the funeral for Jennifer's mom.
All right. Father, I just pray that you will be with this family that has lost a loved one, Jennifer and her, that has lost her mom. And, Lord, we know that's a difficult situation. But, Lord, we also pray for those who are traveling. And, Lord, we just ask that you would not only be with a sister who's traveling, but also others who are traveling as well today. And we lift them up before you. And, Lord, give them safe travels. Keep them safe on the road. Once they are there, may be the encouragement for those who are there, and they will gather together and just be able to celebrate this life that has been lived. And Lord, we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Joe Thompson. His title for this morning is Jesus is Bigger Than Your Past. Back to you, sir.
All right.
But before we get back started, yes, would you be so kind and share information about your church, locations, service times, and anything else you would like to
all
share?
All right, sure thing. Church of God is located at 501 West 1st Street, right up the street from where we're at today. If you're not quite sure where that's at, we're just one block east of the Longfellow Building there at the junior high. Or if you're driving through town, go to the west side of Homeland and turn north on Walker, and we're two blocks north of 3rd Street. So not too hard to find. Services, we have Sunday school at 9:45, worship at 10:45 every Sunday morning. Right now, Monday nights, we're doing a Bible study. If you would like to come to that, begin at 5:15, 5:30, we have a meal. In this particular one, we've got 3 weeks left, and we'd love to have you. That, if you're interested in coming to that, if you come to the back of the church, whenever you get off work, then come in the west door of the back church, west back door of the church, you know. We have it where you can have it both ways. You can either come in the front door or you can come in the back door. I'd love to have you. If you have any questions, give the church a call, 227. I have to stop and think. Because I never call that number, but give the church a call. We are not there all the time, let me put it this way. Leave a message, we'll give you a call back as well. So, yes, we've been talking about the fact that Jesus is greater than your past, and the fact that we don't need to live in our past. We need to live in the present with Jesus. And I shared this past Sunday about the fact that, as part of what I shared, you know, we're not to live in our past. We need to learn from our past, but definitely not live there. And when we look to our past, we can see where God's brought us to. And I think that's important. But let's not live in the past. And so I think a question that we need to ask is, how has Jesus brought me from my past to the present? Because it's good to review and to look at that. How has he protected me? How has he watched over me? How has he delivered me? What opportunities has he given me that has brought me to the present? And understand that it's okay to look, but don't live there. Learn from your past. So we need to ask those questions. A second big question we need to ask is, in what ways am I living below my possibilities? What am I holding on to? I just can't let it go. It's there, and it's my minus security blanket that we're holding on to. It's important that we identify those things because they are a hindrance from living with the full possibility that God has for us. What do I need to change in my life to live up to God's calling? And that is not necessarily something that we're doing that's bad. We need to change. Sometimes we're doing good things, but God's saying, you need to change and do this instead. And so we're holding on to things that are not necessarily, quote unquote, bad, but we're holding on to them instead of letting go of them so that we can live up to what God is calling us to. Third question is, how will living up to God's calling make a difference? In what ways will my life change? And I can guarantee you this, when you live up to God's calling, your life will always change for the good. Now, let me differentiate here. Your life will always change for the good, But it doesn't mean that your life might be easier. There's a difference. Because your life's going to change for the good because you're making a difference in people's lives. But sometimes when you're doing that, people are going to oppose you, and you may have more hardship. I think Paul's a pretty good example of that. You know, all of the apostles, with the exception of John, are said to have died by martyrdom. But your life will change for the good, but you may not have, everything may not be good that comes into your life because of the fact that you're living that life. Another question that goes along with how will living up to God's calling make a difference is, how will I make a difference in the lives of others because I'm living up to God's calling? And always look for an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives when you come across them in your walk of life. Most of the time, you know, we make a difference in people's lives by being involved in their life on a long-term basis, because lives don't change automatically overnight. But sometimes God uses us to make a difference in a person's life just like that, and it might be the only time that we actually see that person this side of heaven. So don't discount either way, but understand that for the most part, you're going to be making a difference in people's lives by being a part of their life and being involved in their life in some way or another. So those three questions: how has Jesus brought me from my past into my present? What ways am I living below my possibilities? And how will living up to God's calling make a difference? Are questions we need to be asking ourselves on a regular basis. So as we get ready to finish up this morning, just a few things to think about. First thought is, when you know the one who created you, then you know why you were created. It's impossible to know why you're here unless you know the one who created you. Fullness of life is only found in Jesus. And if you're trying to find meaning in life through other avenues, you're on a wild goose chase. You're in an endless pursuit. A second thing to remember is that let your past be in the past. Live in God's present. And I've elaborated on this quite a bit, but just remember, you can remember the past moments, you can anticipate future moments, but the only time you've got to live is right now. And what I just said is in the past. So we need to understand that. And then also remember that the life you have in Christ is to be shared with others. There are no secret soldiers. There's no secret service in God's army. We are to be sharing our witness, what God has done for us. The gift you've been given of life in Jesus Christ is too big to keep for yourself. And when you give the love of God away, you experience a deeper appreciation for what God has done for you, because you are seeing it move forward in the life of other people. And then a third thing to remember is that God has treasures for you that you don't even know about yet, but they're reserved for you. Those treasures ultimately are in the form of Christ followers who come to know Jesus Christ because of your witness. And when you share the treasure of his love, you're experiencing the treasure of fellowship with those who experience Jesus as Lord and Savior. So remember, Jesus is greater than your past. He's here for you right at this moment for a great future, or for a great present. And he has a great future for you as you live for him. So just want you to remember those things. And we can always think, well, I don't remember what this person said here, but if you'll remember that, Jesus is greater than your past, great present for you, and a great future, you'll gain the gist of what God wants for us. And I believe that's all that I have that I'm able to share this morning. So,
amen. Did we talk before the program, Pastor Joe?
Do what?
Have we communicated before the program this morning, Pastor Joe? In any way before we got here, did we communicate at all?
No. We were trying to make sure everything was working, I think.
We didn't communicate until we got to the building.
Right.
And we seen each other face to face, right?
Right.
I want you to take. I want you to understand the love of God. We didn't talk before we came. We didn't talk before we saw each other face to face here at the building. This morning, as I'm getting ready to come in, His Holy Spirit told me to bring my little chest. And then He told me to put two items in that chest. I love how God weaves everything together perfectly. It just amazes me, and I am in awe of our God and our Savior Jesus. This is my little chest. And I want you to know, please hear me. Those who have ears, let them hear. God has a treasure for you. With your name on it. It's yours. Nobody else can get it. Nobody else. It's yours. And you have a choice to receive it. And then when you receive it, if you make the choice to receive the treasures that God has for you, I want you to have the courage to open the treasure. Jesus Christ is the key to open your treasure box from God. When you receive, when you turn back to God and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He redeems you.
Amen.
He's the key that opens your treasure. Jesus is the treasure. He will move inside. He will send His Holy Spirit to live inside you. Yeah. Because He paid your due. He paid it on the cross. It's done. It's finished. Your ticket is there. It's the only way. And when you receive Him, when you invite the Holy Spirit to come move inside you and live inside you, and you allow Him to do the works He wants to do inside you, He becomes the light. It's a little tea candle. He becomes the light inside of us. For me, He became the light in me. And He shined the light on all the darkness and continues. Yes, sir. Continues to shine the light on things in my life and in me that need to change or need correcting or need some adjustments. I won't be done changing this side of heaven.
That's right.
I will not be complete until I'm in my Father's arms, in his mansion with many rooms. I want to encourage you today. And I want you to grab a hold of the key, Jesus Christ, that opens that treasure. And then I want you to take that treasure and use it. Allow God to use you for his glory, to do his will on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
I am just moved. I'm in such awe of how he orchestrates everything. And to give details, take your treasure box. Take your little treasure box. Yes, sir. Get that cross pendant. And get a little candle. And whenever you ask Jesus to come into your heart, when you ask him to be your Lord, he's the treasure that brings everything you need.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, because people need to hear that. And God does orchestrate it.
It just moves me. He knew what you were going to teach today. He knew what you was going to share. I didn't. I had no clue. But our God, don't put your pom-poms down. Our God still has power. He is the living God.
Amen.
Don't put your pom-poms down, y'all. Our living God has power.
Amen.
Any final words, sir?
Well, I would just say that God loves you, and when you love God, you're find that Jesus is greater than the past.
Amen. Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight.
Amen.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.